Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on, world? I'm your host, Tay Real. Got my co-host, Nivy Nay, with me as always.
What's up, everybody?
And we are here on this late morning, what is it, 1:30 Eastern Standard Time, here to talk about Game 7 of the NBA Finals. I mean, this series was, like, really exciting. I really enjoyed it, and people say I'm a hypocrite. I'm a fan of both the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs. They're my two favorite teams. My number one team is the Boston Celtics, but 2 and 3 are the Spurs and Heat, hands down. And I didn't really I used to hate the Cleveland Cavaliers. I always thought LeBron was great, but, like, I hated the Cleveland Cavaliers. When he went to Miami and I seen how people was treating him and burning his jerseys and just hating on that man like that, it really changed my whole way of looking at LeBron. Like, I respected his decision. I wasn't offended by that decision that he made to do it live on TV for charity. You know, it was a big, big moment for basketball history. And he went to Miami, man, and 3 straight championships. You know, he lost the first. Now he's won back-to-back. So for all the people that's saying that, well, LeBron hasn't done what Kobe has done, well, now he has, because LeBron has actually went to 4 championships. And he went to 4 finals. He lost 2, won 2. Kobe went to, 7? But Shaq was the MVP of 3 of them. And Kobe was the MVP of the other 2, and he lost the other 2. I mean, that's great. But if you look at LeBron's numbers, rebounds, assists, defense, block shots, the way he chased down balls and just block them, like, from full court, like, all the way from one end of the court to the other and block people from behind, everything, his basketball IQ. I mean, for those people comparing Kobe to LeBron, I think now it's safe to say that LeBron is an overall better player than Kobe has ever been, even in Kobe's prime. Now, I will say Kobe is, I think, overall a better scorer than LeBron, but what LeBron has accomplished in his career at this stage compared to what Kobe did at that stage in his career, hands down, you got to say LeBron. Like, LeBron, man, he's in a category of his own. Definitely one of the greatest to ever do it. And, Ms. Inay, I know you're a Heat fan, so how'd you like the game? How'd you like the end of the game?
Well, you already know I was hype, of course. That's my man. LeBron is my man. I was totally excited because all I've seen on, you know, a whole, you know, Facebook and all that, all I've seen was, you know, people hating on LeBron and all that, because let me take you way back. Like, I was watching LeBron when he was on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I seen him do his thing because I was never even a basketball person, let alone a sports person. And then I seen him play alone, and it was hooked. So I was pumped. I was a little scared, I can admit. I was a little scared because I didn't think that it would go this far, because they were looking a little iffy during the playoffs. But we did it. We did it.
You part of the team. Like, you won that team. Like, you won the roster or something.
I don't say they won, I say we won.
I hear that. I mean, it was a crazy roller coaster ride for me, because my two favorite teams are going against each other. So I'm clapping when the Heat make a play, then I'm clapping when the Spurs make a play. I'm yelling at both teams. It was definitely like a seesaw effect, but, like, you know, I don't want to see my two favorite teams go at it again, because it really takes the excitement out. Like, I hate OKC. I mean, Kevin Durant is very talented, but I hate OKC as a team. So last year it was fun because it was like I was rooting. I really wanted the Heat to win, hands down. This year, bittersweet, because whoever won, I was going to feel disappointed about whoever lost because it's my two favorite teams. Now, I'm sure that all of the Spurs fans are going to be looking back at Game 6 like, what happened? Seconds left to go, Ray Allen hits that three to tie the game. And let me just say something. Ray Allen is a very underrated player throughout his career. He was big. He was a crucial part of the victory in Boston and helped the Celtics win that championship. And Ray Allen hitting that three. If Ray Allen doesn't hit that three, that game is over. Wouldn't have been no Game 7. Ray Allen is the only player, I think, on that team that could have made that shot. The only other person on that team that probably could have made that shot in that position is LeBron because he's really clutch. But that was, man, that was a Ray Allen shot. I mean, closing in with a hand in his face, seconds left on the clock. I mean, all the pressure on him. I mean, that was a heck of a play that Chris Bosh made on tipping the ball out, too. But that shot that Ray Allen hit, man, wow, that's the reason why we had a Game 7. So a lot of players did some clutch things. It wasn't just LeBron. And, you know, the Spurs, they aren't built on one man anyway. But,
right.
You know, definitely props to the Spurs for putting up some really stiff competition and coming one rebound away. One rebound away. Can you believe that? Like Tim Duncan, they put Tim Duncan on the bench. So that's their big man. They put him on the bench, and two big offensive rebounds happened for the Heat. And LeBron hit a three, and Ray Allen hit a three. And, that's the reason why it ended up being the Game 7 in the first place.
Yep.
And, I mean, they went into overtime. And you can't go into overtime against Miami with LeBron and Wade. I mean, that's just not a position that you want to be in, you know. So you kind of – the odds are against you. I mean, the Spurs are a great team, but they play great team basketball. Like, they don't have that explosive, like, one player like LeBron or Wade. Like, Wade is a better scorer than anybody on the Spurs. And he's the second best player on the team. So you got Wade, Bosh, and LeBron – going into overtime, man, it still was a close game, but once they lost, I think a lot of people thought that Miami was going to win once the Spurs gave up that Game 6. But, I mean, it was a good game, and you can't take nothing away from them. I mean, the best team won, basically, and that was the Heat. There's a lot of significant things that happened, a lot of things to take into consideration. But at the end of the day, in my opinion, LeBron James is just the best player in the NBA. They save the world, but, you know, you'd be surprised how much talent it is out there in the world and people that aren't in the NBA that's great. I'll say he's definitely the best player in the NBA, hands down. I will say that. I'm sure you agree.
You already know. I definitely agree.
I see we got a caller, too. Caller, babe, let us get to you on 1 second. We want to get your opinion. There with us. I want to go over some stats real quick. Check out these stats. So LeBron James, 37 points, 12 boards. Fifth player in NBA history to win back-to-back finals MVP awards. The other players were Jordan, O'Neal, Kobe, and Hakeem Olajuwon. And LeBron is 3-0 all time in Game 7s with the Miami Heat, but the Cleveland Cavaliers, he was 0-2 in Game 7s. I mean, before we go any further, like, listen, how do you feel, like, about LeBron's decision to go to Miami? Do you think, picture yourself as a Cleveland Cavaliers native and a diehard Cleveland Cavaliers fan. How do you think you would feel about that? He went to another team and now he's having all that success. And now your team is, like, one of the worst teams in the league. How would you feel, you think, about that meeting name?
Well, I felt like he made the right decision. Just like you said, he made the right decision for his career. It was to better himself. I mean, just think about it. When they talked about the Cavaliers, it was LeBron James and the Cavaliers. Because that's what it was. It was just LeBron James. Like, I watched it play by play. The playoffs was just him. I mean, there were some good players on that team, you know, like Mo Williams, Gibson. They were some good players, but they really didn't give it their all like LeBron did.
I think they gave it their all. I wouldn't say they didn't even give it their all.
I mean,
they just didn't have the talent that like the Heat had. I mean, look at that roster.
Right.
Look at that. Nobody on that team was a Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh. You gotta look at it
right.
Like that too, like.
Right, and some people feel like LeBron should have stayed, and they should have got like at least another star player on that team. They weren't gonna do that. They weren't going to do that.
Everybody wanted them. He had options, and he just was done. He felt like he did all he could for that team, and he bailed out. And look at his career now. He got the gold medal in 2008, and he got gold medal in 2008 and 2012. Back-to-back finals MVP, back-to-back league MVPs. I mean, the list just goes on and on, man. This man is incredible. He was arguably the defensive player of the year. You know what? I think they didn't give it to him because they felt like, all right, well, he just won the finals MVP last year, and he's the league MVP this year. We can let somebody else be the defensive player of the year because he was definitely arguably the defensive player of the year. I mean, that defense he played on Tony Parker and pretty much knocked him out of the series was incredible. Like, this man is a freaking alien, man. He's not real, man. It's crazy.
And there's a lot of LeBron haters out there. That's the crazy part. It's like, just like when Jordan was in the league, and there was a lot of Jordan haters, and everybody was just like, so sick of Jordan. Now everybody's, I'm so sick of LeBron. Now, years ago, I'm so sick of Kobe. Nobody, I guess everybody, people like the underdogs. People don't want to see players have too much success because I guess they feel like
exactly.
It takes the fun out. Like they want to see different people win. So a lot of people,
exactly.
That's their motivation to root against the great players. The fact that they're tired of seeing their success, which if you really look at it, it is like a form of hating if you really think about it, you know. So there's a lot of haters out there, but I mean, that's what sports is all about. Without that, sports wouldn't be the same because you need the people that's like, oh, I hate LeBron, I hate Kobe, I hate Wade, I hate this person. You know, so that's how you get rivalries going on and everybody yelling. You know, people in the same household rooting for different teams and everybody, you know, the wife rooting for this team, the husband rooting for the other team. You know, that's what sports is all about. That's what makes sports so great.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, man, I really enjoyed this year's finals. It was definitely better and more competitive than last year's because the Heat, they just ran Oklahoma City off the court last year.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they really did. This game was like, I was biting my fingers because I knew it was gonna be a good game. I knew it. I could feel it. I knew after game six that the Spurs were going to come back hard. They were going to come back. They have something to prove because they could have won game six. Like, they literally could have won that.
They had that. That's one of my favorite teams. It hurt my feelings to see that. Look, right, my feelings was hurting because I'm like, the Heat about to lose the championship. Like, oh, man, I was feeling bad. And then they bounced back and won. Then I felt bad the other way. I'm telling you, I was having an emotional breakdown over here. It was crazy. Like, I couldn't get it together, man. I was like bipolar. Every game, I was just bipolar. I didn't know what I wanted to do with myself, man. I didn't know if I wanted to celebrate or just go to sleep. Because
one way or the other,
I was going to be bothered by something that happened regardless, man. My two favorite teams, man. I'm going to go over a little more stats before we get to our caller. So, Dwayne Wade, 23-10. Dwayne Wade had an impressive start. Like, the way he started, he really set the tone. He started off, he was knocking down jumpers. Once I seen that, if you notice, Dwayne Wade, when he starts off good, they really have a really high percentage of winning. Like, they got a great chance of winning when Dwayne Wade plays well. Dwayne Wade is like that key player. Like, if he plays well, they win most of the time because LeBron is going to be LeBron regardless, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, Dwayne Wade coming setting that tone earlier, and, like, does he hit clutch? Sometimes it's about timing. It ain't always about the shots. Sometimes it's about the timing. The times that he hit those shots to keep them close, even when they was losing, when the scores was tight and all that, he hit some really timely baskets. He had a double-double, one of his best games of the playoffs, and what better time to do it than Game 7. So definitely,
it's about damn time.
Yeah, he was struggling a lot during the playoffs, but when his name was called, he came through. So God give him credit for that. I know a lot of people was like, what's going on with Wade? But keep in mind, he had an injury, and it was a pretty bad one. A lot of those games through the playoffs, he would, like, have to go to the locker room at the start of the second half and, like, you know, get his leg rewrapped or whatever. So, I mean, he's dealing with some injuries. We all know Dwayne Wade is a much more efficient player than what we've seen. But at the end of the day,
yeah,
I really don't think they would have won without him. They needed his defense. They needed his presence, his leadership. Just knowing that you have a player of that caliber on the floor in crucial situations means something because you got to respect them. So you can't leave him open. He can take you off the dribble. And, I mean, of course, LeBron is the best player. But Dwayne Wade is the best player on that team offensively creating his own shot. He has better handles than LeBron. LeBron is a better passer, but Wade has better handles. Wade is able to cross you up. The one weakness I'll say LeBron has, he doesn't really have, like, a crossover. LeBron is just like he's just big and powerful and he's fast, so he'll blow past you. Wade will cross you up, shake you out your shoes, make you look stupid, and hit a jumper right in your face. That's the difference, and that makes them so much more dynamic and that versatility, you know? So Wade is crucial. They cannot do it without Wade. Trust me. There is no way LeBron and Bosh wins that championship without Wade.
The Bosh ain't doing nothing, sorry.
I knew I was coming. Oh, I know there's a lot of Bosh fashions going on. Like, I know people are just bashing Chris Bosh right now. Like, you know, I mean, Heat fans are happy that they won, but, I mean, with the numbers that Bosh been putting up, ugh. I mean, because Shane Battier, talk about him for a second, 6-for-8 from three-point range. A Game 7 finals record. Like, he's the first player in Game 7 finals history to hit 6 three-pointers. I mean, you can't come through more clutch than that. He was knocking them down. I really don't think they would have won without him tonight neither. Like, he hit clutch shots. Chalmers was big with 14 points. And, of course, Chris Bosh put up a huge donut. What a bummer. He played great defense, but offensively, he's struggling horribly. Horribly.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. What
now,
is going
now
on
feeling
with
Chris
him?
Bosh, how is he nay?
No, I was cussing him out.
I think everybody was cussing him out.
I was very disappointed.
It's like, it's so bad. When he get the ball, as soon as he shoot, as soon as he miss, everybody be like, boo, his own home team before. His own home crowd be booing him. That's bad, man. You know you're playing bad. And I don't understand, because he be wide open. Because everybody's so worried about LeBron and Wade, he be wide open. I don't know, man. I can't answer it. I don't know. But for $20 million a year, shoot, put me out there. I'll miss some shots. Please put me out there. I probably can make more shots than Chris Bosh wide open. That's the only thing. Chris Bosh, I don't take nothing away from him. He's still a really good player. It's hard for me to even say he's a great player because he's too inconsistent. Like, his offensive skills, like, I don't know, man. It's crazy. Duncan, 24-12. With 4 steals, I really think Duncan would have got the MVP. First, they were saying Danny Green, but I think Duncan would have got it if they won tonight because the game Duncan had last game and this game, I think Duncan would have got the MVP. I think definitely he would have got it and well-deserving of it. The young guy, Leonard, he was balling. 19 points, 16 rebounds, 21 years old. That is incredible.
Wow.
He is a very talented young man, and his future is very bright. Ginobili had 18 points, but he was just inconsistent. He made crucial
mistakes in timely situations, situations that were just too crucial, turning the ball over and kind of shooting contested shots that's not really his game. And, oh, man, what a bummer for Ginobili. And Tony Parker, 3 for 12, the, 2007 Finals MVP, when they swept the Cleveland Cavaliers and hurt LeBron James' feelings. Well, LeBron got his payback tonight. I mean, he's been guarding Parker a lot, and Parker, Game 7, the time that his team needed him the most, came up with a 3 for 12. And, I mean, shooting 25% in Game 7, I mean, 3 steals is nice, but, I mean, shooting 25% in Game 7 of the NBA Finals isn't going to do it. That's pretty much was the key. The defense of Miami Heat just really is what set the tone. And that's what really – they got Tony Parker out of his game. Ginobili, he was just inconsistent really through the whole playoffs. A lot of people saying he should retire. But I don't think he would have got there without him. I really don't. But, I mean, the Heat had a great strategy. It was about defense, and that's what really won the championship for them. So – got to definitely give the Miami Heat credit for their game plan because it really worked.
That's right.
Let's get to our caller. Caller, you're live on the air. I'm used to seeing the number. It just says Captain. So, Captain, you're live on the air.
Jeez, finally. About damn time, as LeBron would say, right?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show, man. Just wanted to go over some stats. How you feel about the game?
How come you have a girl co-host?
How come I have a girl co-host?
Yeah. That bitch sounds
like...
What's
wrong with having a girl co-host? What's wrong with that?
She sounds like some black bitch who just loves LeBron like all the other black people. She probably knows nothing about basketball or sports or anything. So.
Oh, no, you gone. I don't know what's that. I don't know who that dude was. This is probably about Emma or something. I don't know who that dude was.
Oh my god.
That dude was out to bash you, y'all. That's crazy.
Oh my god.
And he came off racist on top of it. That was wow.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know what that was all about.
I'm so speechless right now.
I should have let you get back at him before I kicked him off.
That really caught
me off guard. The first thing I did was kick him off. I should have let you really bash him.
I already knew that it was going to start that way because the way he entered it. It's about time. You should have clicked him right there. It's about time.
You know, in that situation, right, is like, I'm a host of a show, so I can't let that really other side of me come out because, you know, I got to keep my game face on and keep it cool. But then I'm thinking like, oh, it's all jokes, it's all funny games, whatever, it's cool.
No,
you know?
And then
once he really started going into it, I'm like, oh, gosh, like, what is he talking about? Like, oh, man, I had to cut him off. But I should have let you really bash him, man. That dude, man, he's
that,
a real
that
jackass
totally
for that.
That was totally disrespectful.
Yeah, he's a real jackass for that, man. He's a spammer. So he's probably one of those dudes that just call and just be spamming and just messing with people, you know, doing their shows. But we're not going to let him break our show. Dude is a jackass.
Oh, my God.
You got anything to say? Why don't you bash him? Why don't you bash him real quick? You got anything to say about that jackass? Because I don't like that, man.
I'm good. I mean, he just sounds racist. Yeah, he just sounds racist as ever. He's just ignorant. One of them ignorant people out there. It's all good. I'm not stressing it at all. We all deal with it.
Yeah, but anyway, Back to the finals, man. I mean, this was an epic finals. Like it really was. It was the defense, man. That's what it's all about. It's about defense, man. Like just like in football, defense wins championships, and that's what the Heat really did. They bought defense, solid defense, and that's what did it. How do you feel about it? Do you think it was really the defense, Or do you think it was just LeBron being Superman? Like, how do you really feel about the outcome of it?
I think it was the defense. I mean, it wasn't just LeBron. They all had to come as a team and do their part. It was not just LeBron. So let me just state that. I'm not just a LeBron crazy fan. I do like Miami Heat. For all you haters out there that think I'm just LeBron fan thing, I do like Miami Heat. Freaking haters.
How you feel about Chris Bosh, though? Do you think, like...
Oh, no.
Do you think he just really is overrated? Or do you think he just was just out of his element because of the matchup?
He needs to go. This is not like the first time where Bosh has slacked off during a game. Like he did that last year. Like last year he did that too. And like in the beginning, and then he was all right in the playoffs. You know, he did his thing every now and again. And then he was slack off again. He's not consistent with his work. You never know what you're gonna get with Bosh. Sometimes he'll do good, he'll play his part, and sometimes he really don't. He need to go.
So you think he should get rid of him?
Yeah. Or he needs to step his game up. One or the other. This was the finals. Like this is where he should have proved to everybody what a good player he is. Just
you're
like
one of the
Wade
best
did.
Players on the court, and he just
just
failed
like
to
Wade,
deliver, right?
And like look what Wade was going through, and he stepped it up.
Wade was actually hurt though. Like
I know
Wade really had a real reason. Like he was actually hurt. He had a real injury. I don't know if Chris Bosh was injured. Pretty much everybody at that point in the season, after 82 games and playoff games, mostly everybody is injured at that point in the season. Some type of injury, some more significant than others, but almost everybody is injured at that point. But Wade had an injury that was kind of crucial, that really affected his game. But when it was time to come through, he really did come through.
Yeah, he did. He did. Every now and again. But I still think that they should get rid of him.
Bosh. They should get rid of Bosh. Man, that reminds me, I got a friend that he hates Chris Bosh. And like every time you go look on Facebook, he's just bashing Chris Bosh. Like, this is what I don't understand about Chris Bosh. Wide open, like, all right, wide open. You got LeBron dribbling, getting to the basket, kick it out to Bosh, or Wade, kick it out to Bosh. He's wide open because other teams don't really be right about Bosh. Wide open, he just be missing. Now, he has some games where he played really good, you know, but, like, I don't know, man. This is my whole thing. And I'm sure people that are really diehard Heat fans probably don't like what we're saying right now. But I'm saying he's making what? Bosh, Wade, and LeBron, those three are making about the same amount of money a year. But if you look at the stats, I don't understand. Because, like, they signed for $300 million between those three. Bosh, Wade, and LeBron. And so they all are making, like, roughly $20 million a year. But that don't have nothing to do with endorsements. That's just their salary. And this is to my knowledge. Now, I remember actually watching when they had the little thing where LeBron decided to go to Miami and they came out and the crowd was going crazy and everybody started bashing LeBron. And from my understanding, I think it was, like, $300 million, like, all three of them signed like $100 million or $120, in between $100 and $120 million for in between 5 to 6 years. So Bosh is making about the same money as LeBron. So I mean, for that kind of money, like I said, man, please put me out there. Let LeBron dribble to the basket. I'll be open. Let me shoot some shots for $20 million. I know I can't play defense. Bosh is playing some great defense. I got to give credit where credit's due. And I don't think without his rebounding and his defense in game six, I don't think Miami would have won. But, shoot, let me be wide open, man. Give me $20 million. Shoot, give me $20,000. I will hit them shots, I'm telling you. I will hit them, man. Like, there's no way. I don't understand how you could be that type of a caliber of a player and hit and miss. Like, be so inconsistent in scoring like that. I don't get it. I really don't. That's my only thing with Chris Bosh, you know. So, not that I'm really trying to bash him, but it's like, come on, man. All that money you making, you know what I'm saying, Designator? Like, all of that money you making, and you missing wide open shots, like, it's just crazy. Lizzie May?
Yes.
Oh, you just got quiet. What happened to you? You just got quiet.
My bad.
You right? You still bugged out about that dude?
Yeah, I'm so a little mad.
This is jackass, man. That's all that was, man. Can they say, you know, because, you know, you got some hosts that's like, they will just go full out ghetto and just say whatever. But, you know, that's not what we do. But, you know, the things that we want to say right now out of respect for Blog Talk Radio and keeping a really good environment, you know, being respectful hosts, we don't, you know, go there, you know. So I'll just leave it at that because if we keep talking about it, it's going to make me go there, so I'm going to leave it at that. But, I mean, how did you really enjoy, like, did you really enjoy this finals, or was it just like, it was just, all right, it wasn't all of that, you like, you know, the previous ones better?
It was better than last year's one. I mean, like, Miami swept Oklahoma, like, there was no stopping them last year. And this year, it was just, like, a really close game. Like, everybody was playing their part. Both teams were playing hard. It was a really good game. I knew it was, though. I mean, look, it took us, we went all the way to freaking game seven. And honestly, in the beginning, I didn't really think it was going to go that far. I thought, oh, this will be game four, you know, me loving Miami. I'm thinking, oh, Miami's going to just take them under, you know. Spurs ain't really that big, but, you know, they have some good players. So, but we got this. And then it was like game four. Then game five, I'm like, what's going on here? What's going on with Miami? I was tripping out. And I couldn't believe it. Like, I understood it with the Thunder last year because they were playing hard. Like, they were the team that they were the team to beat. Like, they were going hard last year. And I thought we was honestly going to lose last year. But we didn't. Everybody thought that Boston was gonna get us.
Uh-huh.
But everybody thought that Boston was gonna send Miami home, but they didn't.
Cause they went out 3-2.
Yeah. I was surprised.
Every time they face adversity, they seem to answer. They went down. They was down 3-2. They was down 2-1 against the Pacers last year. They was down 3-2 against the Celtics last year. Came back, won a champ. They came back, won both of those series. Then they went down 0-1 against Oklahoma City in the finals, and then won four straight and won the finals. Then they went down 3-2. They had a really, really close matchup against the Pacers until that game seven when they kind of blew them out. But it was game for game. Like, every time they win, the Pacers win. They stuck right with them all the way up to game seven. They finally won that series. Then they turned around and lost game one of the finals. and was down 3-2, came back and won two games, back-to-back games, and that was the Spurs' first time this playoffs, 2013 playoffs, losing back-to-back games. So, I mean, Miami haven't lost back-to-back games, I think they said since like January. Like, that's incredible. They haven't lost back-to-back games since like January. Like, that's how great of a team they are, that they, no team has put together a game plan that can beat the Heat in back games. Like, but I guess when you got a player like LeBron on your team, it's, when you got LeBron, and then on top of that, you got LeBron already. So you got the best player in the NBA, pretty much. And then you turn around and put another great player like Wade right there. I mean, and then you put Bosh right there. And, I mean, it's just like, and then you got clutch shooters. You got Ray Allen hit that shot in game six that it wouldn't be no game seven without him. I mean, Shane Battier banging three after three after three. Mike Miller hitting clutch shots. Chalmers came up and made some big plays. They just put together a good team. I mean, Pat Riley, he really knows what he's doing, man. Like, he put together a really good team. He bought LeBron, Wade, and Bosh together, and he got Ray Allen there this year. And I'm sure everybody, when they first got Ray Allen, they probably was like, well, Ray Allen washed up. So, I mean, yeah it's cool to have him, but whatever. He came up big. That three wasn't the only – he made a number of clutch plays in that game six and throughout the playoffs. Like, he came up big for them. And I don't see why they won't bring him back. I don't know what Ray Allen wants to do. Me personally, Ray Allen set a record, too. Bill Russell had the record for our most game sevens played, which was 10, and now Ray Allen broke that. This was Ray Allen's 11th game seven.
Wow.
And I mean, I remember back when he played the Bulls, I mean, he was with the Celtics, and he scored, what, 50 points, I think? 50 points. And this is later in his career. Like, you know, that was some years back, but this is still on the later side of his career. And, I mean, he just clutch, man. I mean, his track record speaks for itself. He's definitely clutch. Also, Norris Cole, he's a great defender. He didn't have much of a role in this series, but he definitely helped them get there, playing clutch defense, having to guard the team's top point guards and other guards on the team, and just, it's like, I just really like the way they put together that team. And I mean, even the bench players that they got, some players that didn't even get to really play. I mean, they got some like solid players, you know, like Rashard Lewis. I remember he helped the Magic get to the finals and they went against the Lakers and lost, but he came out really big and that Eastern Conference Finals against the Cleveland. I don't know if that was the Eastern Conference Finals or the semifinals, but I know the Orlando had beat Cleveland, and he hit some clutch shots. Now, he didn't even get any playing time like this year, really, so I don't know what he got left in the tank, but he was definitely a solid player. And just having players like that, veterans on your bench, I mean, They just got a good team. And we didn't even talk about Birdman. I mean, his defense, his energy, him making blocks on Tim Duncan and just running the floor, getting tip dunks, and just his presence, his energy is just, I mean, some players, their impact isn't measured in numbers. You know what I'm saying, Nizzy Nay?
Yeah.
Like, some players, their stats, it don't show up in stats, but effort, stats, you can't match effort with stats. I mean, effort is effort, and you're not going to win a championship without effort. You got to have those players on your team that just want to guff it out, those players that want to just do the dirty work, grab the offensive rebounds, just really guff it out down there, just really die for these balls, sacrifice their bodies, take charges. You need those type of players. Shane Battier, clutch defender. I mean, he takes charges like nobody else. I mean,
I remember watching him guard Kobe in matchups throughout his career, hand in his face. Kobe just so happened to be a great player that makes shots with hands in his face. But, I mean, you got defenders like that on your team. Kobe is a great defender. LeBron is a great defender. Wade is a great defender. Bosh. I mean, that's just recipe for a championship.
Yep, that's why we won. Teamwork.
I know Miami is off the hook right now. Like, I bet you it would be nice to be in Miami right now. Just because I remember when I was trying to remember, like, it was a long time ago. The Ravens won the Super Bowl, and, you know, B-more was off the hook. Like, it was so many people. Like, it was, they was just, it was just like, it was like, it was like it was, the millennium, 1999, turning 2000 all over again. Like, and it's always great to see a city like that. And that's the great thing about sports and what championships bring. Like, the excitement, the joy, seeing people so happy, seeing people jumping up on cars, dancing in the middle of the street, 2, 3 in the morning. That's what it's all about. And you know, Miami is a partying city anyway. So, you know, Miami and the whole state of Florida right now is probably just off the chain. And we need to be out there. We need to be out there. We need to. That's where we need to be right now. I don't know why we ain't on our way out there. Like, that's where we need to be. Like, we need to be out in Miami partying. They probably gonna be partying the whole weekend.
Yup, most definitely. Throwing the champagne up and all of that. You know, Wade and Bosh and Bron is they living the life right now.
I wonder how Bosh would have felt that they would have lost. And, like, people ain't going to bash him too much because they won. But I wonder how he would have, like, I wonder what would have happened if they would have lost. I know everybody probably would have been blaming Bosh. I know they would have.
Oh, yeah. But even still, when they won, like, I wonder if they, if Wade, like, just looked at him and said, man, what the hell did you do tonight, though? Like, I wonder if they get mad at him, really. Like, what happens, like, in the locker room? Like, do they be talking shit to each other?
Like, I mean, I guess, I mean, I wonder how that does feel, though, like, to know that your team won, but, like, I guess, you know, he probably feels good because of his defense. That's probably what it is. Because I think I would be hard on myself. If I put up 0 points and I'm an all-star player and I'm getting paid $20 million a year and taking up all that salary cap that could be going to other clutch players that could go on that team and help them win, I mean, I wonder how I would feel just sitting in the locker room. I guess, you know, you won a championship, you're happy. So that's probably what, you know, what allows him to sleep at night. Because I think if they would have lost, I think he'd probably be really beating himself up, man. I really think I would. I mean, and what about Tony Parker, man? I mean, you're talking about a Hall of Fame bound player that really struggled in the playoffs, and I mean, really in the finals. And I mean, the Spurs definitely needed him because the Spurs just don't have that LeBron James, that Dwayne Wade player that really, really is explosive and just creates his own shot. You know, so I mean. The Spurs really needed him. They needed Ginobili, but Parker is their best player. They needed him. Duncan was phenomenal. I mean, at his age, to do what he did and put up those numbers, you can't ask anything more from Duncan. You really can't. But Parker, I don't know, and I know he had an injury too, just like Wade. I don't know how bad his injury is, but I know his team really needed him, and I'm just like, you know, I'm a Spurs fan too. So I'm just sitting there like, man, like, dang, like, I want to see all my favorite players, you know, play well. Like, I want to see my favorite players from both teams play well. And it just was a bummer for Tony Parker to just have those stats and just, but I guess, I mean, you got 6'8", 260-pound LeBron on you. I mean, this guy's built like a linebacker that moves like a wide receiver. So, I mean, it's not as easy as it sounds. I mean, it ain't too many players that's going to put up great numbers against LeBron. But, I mean, it's just, you got to find a way. I mean, you got to find a way. At the end of the day, when it comes to sports, there's no excuses. Give it your all. And, you know, every player did give it their all. But, you know, when you just struggle and your team loses, it just, you know, you just beat yourself up all summer about it. And you got to wait all the way till next season.
I honestly don't think that the Spurs are going to make it that far next year. I just think they just got lucky.
You think they got lucky? I mean, they got a great team, though. Like, they was they made it far last year. They made it to the Western Conference Finals last year, and they was the number one seed, I think, last year. I think the Spurs was the number one in the West last year, and they almost was number one this year. But OKC passed them and ended up being number one. And then, of course, Russell Westbrook got hurt, and they couldn't get past Memphis. And then the Spurs swept Memphis, because I'm not even going to lie. I'm definitely a Spurs fan, but I kind of had a feeling that Memphis was going to probably just – because the Memphis, they just play smash-mouth basketball. You hear the term smash-mouth football. Memphis plays smash-mouth basketball. So the way they just guff it out, they wear teams down. And I thought that Memphis beat the Spurs a few years ago in the playoffs. I thought they was going to do it again this year, but, man, did I have the wrong idea. I mean, the Spurs did their numbers, and they swept them. It would have been interesting to see if Memphis would have made it the way they would have matched up. But you know what? I think that Memphis would have been it's easy to say what could have, would have happened since it didn't happen that way, but I think Memphis would have been a very, very tough matchup for the Heat. Because you see how the Heat struggled with the Pacers.
Yeah.
They play big. They get a lot of offensive rebounds. They play big. And Memphis plays big, and they really duff it out. And I think even if it would have been Memphis that made it, I think it would have went seven games. Like, I think it would have went seven games. It would have been interesting. And I think Memphis is definitely a team going to come up, definitely.
So you think it's going to be Memphis and Heat next year?
It's really, really hard to say. You know, I was watching on ESPN. This is crazy, but the Clippers are trying to get Coach Doc Rivers and Kevin Garnett. The Clippers are trying, and I don't know what they're trying to give up for them, but they're trying to get Kevin Garnett, who is definitely a future Hall of Fame player, and Doc Rivers, who's going to be a Hall of Fame coach one day. And I don't know who they're going to trade, because the Clippers already got a great team. I don't know. I don't know. Who they're going to give up, Blake Griffin? I mean, who? I don't know. I don't know how they plan on making that work. I don't know who's supposed to get traded for who, but it's going to be a lot of things happening. Like, ever since the Celtics came together with the big three, that was like the biggest thing to happen in the millennium as far as like trades in basketball. And then you see after the Celtics did it, other teams started doing it. And then LeBron, Wade, and Bosh came together. But after they seen Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce come together, now other teams are having their own big threes.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's going to be a lot of key trades being made, things happening. Teams, everybody's out for one thing. How are we going to beat the Heat, especially the Eastern Conference teams, because they got to play them at least three times every year. Plus, they got to face them in the playoffs. If they make it to the playoffs, they know they're going to likely have to face the Heat if they make it far enough. So the number one thing teams are thinking right now, coaches and staffs are thinking right now, is how are we going to dethrone the Heat? They went to three championships. They won two in a row. They went to three straight. How are we going to beat the Heat? What are we going to do? I mean, because it's like, okay, so you want to stop LeBron. Okay, well, he's got clutch shooters. He got three-point shooters. So if you double-team him, LeBron is the most unselfish, great player I've seen. You know, great players,
The only player I seen close to LeBron as far as his unselfishness is Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson. I mean, he's a point guard. His job is to distribute the ball. But LeBron is a forward that plays like a point guard. You know, so LeBron is going to get that ball out. So if you try to double team him, if you try to trap him and double team him, the only thing you can do is pretty much hope that your team, you got a really great quick reacting defensive team that can rotate and get back to that man and get a hand in the face of the shooter because he's going to pass the ball. And you better hope that they're having an off night or that you just got a super defensive team that's just superhuman, just able to just reach tall buildings in a single bound and get back to that defender and get a good hand in the face. Because, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you got two guys. Basketball is 5-on-5. You got two guys facing LeBron. Somebody's open. So you got the shooters on the wings, and you probably got the big man in the middle or down low. I mean, if once LeBron, he's going to attempt to drive to the basket. You know nobody can play him 1-on-1, so somebody's going to rotate to help. Somebody's going to be open. And that's the problem that all teams have with facing great players. You know, but LeBron is just one of a kind, man. And I mean, he's got his, he got back-to-back finals MVPs, well-deserving of it. I mean, what can you say, man? I mean, it's just like when Jordan was playing. I mean, what can you do? And you know what's so impressive about Jordan? LeBron is great. LeBron is, you know, like bigger, you know, taller. He's just athletically like bigger, physically more dominant than Jordan. Jordan just was able to do what he did. He didn't really pass like LeBron did, but the way Jordan did it was just it was incredible, man. Because Jordan didn't. I mean, Jordan was definitely athletic in his younger days, but Jordan really just it was fundamentals, like just. And I ain't trying to turn this to the Jordan show. I know this is about the Game 7 2013 finals. But, you know, a lot of people are going to compare Jordan and LeBron because Jordan is Jordan. And, I mean, six championships. Mm-hmm. And LeBron is, like, the greatest player of this era. The way Jordan just did it, I mean, just fundamentals, just locking down his defender. I mean, his locking down whoever he guarded. Hitting those clutch fadeaways. I really feel like that's where Kobe got his game from. Like those fadeaways, the way Kobe plays, I feel like people compare LeBron to Jordan, but I think Kobe, that's who you got to compare to Jordan. The way he plays really a lot like Jordan. Like you can tell Kobe really studied Jordan. I don't think LeBron plays like Jordan. I think LeBron is really unique. I never seen a player like LeBron before. He's like a hybrid player. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's different. He's from a different caliber. Like, cause he's like a mixture of, like, a point guard and a forward combined. Like,
he's
a freaking super.
Style.
He's superhuman. Yeah, he does. I think the only thing my first, everybody was saying LeBron should work on his jumper. He worked on that. He got his mid-range going. He should work on his post game. He worked on that. I mean, his defense was always there. I mean, he worked on his free throws. His free throws have gotten more consistent. He always comes clutch in clutch situations. The only thing I think is that's trying to work on for me is, I mean, he's a great passer. He's a great rebounder. He chased down players from behind and blocked their shots. He's a chase down defender. I just think his crossover. I think if LeBron could develop a crossover. Like, I'm talking about a nice, sweet crossover. You know some players that just got that ball handle and skill that can just, like, make players fall? I think if LeBron was to develop that, he would be the most incredible player, like, ever. Like, I mean, because that's the only thing he's missing. Like, Jordan had a mean crossover. Like, and Jordan was young. I mean, even when he was older, he still had a crossover. He still, like, could, like, shake you and, like, you know, he just had great ball handling skills. But I think of LeBron, because see, LeBron, he just physically, he just blows past you. He's just speed, but it's not really ball handling. So every time, sometimes I'll be like, dang, man, it'll be nice to see him cross somebody up and kind of
And I mean, what more can you ask him? But he already does. But if he had that crossover skill, where he could just shake somebody, you really wouldn't be able to do anything. You know, because people already can't stay in front of him anyway because of his speed. Now, picture him having that crossover where he can just shake you and lead you. Wade got a sweet crossover. I like Wade's game. When Wade is 100%, man, because LeBron is on that team, people are forgetting how great Wade is. If Wade is a great player, his crossover is sweet. It really is. And he's definitely capable of putting up big numbers. And I don't think nothing to even think about. LeBron wouldn't have went there if it wasn't for Wade. It don't matter about Bosh. He went there because he knew Wade, because Bosh came first, I think, but he knew Wade was there. And before LeBron came there, Wade was LeBron of the Miami Heat. He was putting up crazy numbers. He was putting up 30 points, 8 assists. Like, he was doing numbers like that. He sacrificed his game once LeBron got there. But, I mean, it's really like a blessing to be on a team with a player like LeBron. So I think all those players, I wish I could be his shoe. I sit on the bench. You could pay me the league minimum, sit on the bench, get a free championship. I'm on the team with LeBron, man. I'm good.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you're a player that, like, don't get no time, I mean, you know you're good. You're going to win. You know, so
I don't want to be on no team that I don't get no time. I don't like that.
I wonder how that feels. Like,
it probably
how
sucks.
How that feels, like, to be a part of a team, but you ain't get no playing time. None. Zero playing time. Like, you just sat there on the bench the whole time. Are you happy? Are you popping champagne bottles and got your family there and all that. And they're like, oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, too bad you ain't play, but yeah. And it's just like, you're sitting there like, dang, I ain't get to enjoy none of these moments. I just sat here on the bench the whole time. Dang.
Right.
I wonder how that feels. Like, psychologically, knowing that, like, you are part of it just by, you were just like a fan. That's pretty much, I mean, you sitting there on the bench, I mean, you're pretty much a fan. You're just sitting there watching the game like everybody else. That gotta suck. It has to suck. It can't not suck, but it has to suck, man. Like, I don't know if I would like that. I want to have a significant role. Like, man, let me play some defense or something. Let me come and foul somebody. Like, don't let me sit on the bench the whole playoffs, like the whole finals. Like, let me have some type of role. Man, but this has been a long night. This has been a long night. Had to try to scramble and get pictures together, and I'm telling Nizzy Nady to get online and get pictures, and I'm trying to get pictures of it and trying to copy down stats, and we pretty much just was trying to get it all together and do the show tonight while the game had just happened and everything was still fresh, so... Whew, man, he's sitting there scrambling, and my computer's all messed up, and computer's tripping. And I don't know. I think my computer got some viruses, man. So can't get into my email, and I can't load pictures, and it's crazy. Had to postpone it, the show, for a half hour, trying to get everything together. But, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? You need that hard grind to get the job done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Another long night for us. We usually do Thursday night shows at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Originally, we was trying to do the show 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That wasn't going to work. Change it to
of
1.
Course.
Then 1 wasn't going to work. We were still scrambling, trying to get down stats and all that stuff. And finally at 1:30, finally, and even doing the show at 1:30 still was like still kind of rushing it. But definitely got to shout you out, Nizzy Nay, because you came through in the clutch. Because I mean, it has been so much on me trying to get all this stuff, and I mean, Nigga Nay, I tell her, like, man, I need these pictures. Next thing I know, 5, 6, 7, 8 pictures pop up on my phone instantly. So, I mean, Nigga Nay's over there grinding, definitely. Couldn't ask for a better co-host, so definitely shout out to you, Nigga Nay. Coming through on the clutch, man, keeping me from driving myself crazy, trying to overwhelm myself with too much work, you know?
Yeah, that would be you.
Yeah, man, but for the 2013 Game 7 Finals, man, like I was saying, man, it was going to be bittersweet for me either way, my two favorite teams, but it always got to be a winner and it has to be a loser. And unfortunately, the Spurs lost it at the end of Game 6, and this game, you can never really say, like, well, the Spurs had this game. No, they actually had Game 6. This game was just wire to wire, but this was never like the Spurs had Game 7. No, they had Game 6.
Yeah.
And just like the Celtics had Game 7 against the Lakers, and I think that was 2010, and they lost it in, like, the last 2 minutes of the game, you know. That just got to be the worst feeling ever, man. I know it has to be the worst feeling. No, you had it right there in the palm of your hand, and you let it slip away. See, I think it's a lot easier to accept that the other team was just better, and they just physically, psychologically, mentally dominated you. If you accept it, it already sinks in. You're down 20 points with 8 minutes left to go, and you're missing shot after shot, and you know it's over. It already sinks in. So you had time for it to sink in. You've been getting pounded the whole series. You're just no match for them. But when it's close and you're like one key play away from winning the whole thing, that's the heartbreaker one. That's the one right there. You just, oh, my goodness. You just go home. You cut off your phone for a week. You know, no press, no nothing. Just that's the bummer right there. I mean, as a fan, it hurts. As a fan, it hurts. Like, my favorite teams, dudes. See, this is a little different because the Heat is one of my favorite teams, too. But, like, when the favorite teams, like, man, if my Ravens lose, oh, my goodness, man. You want to talk about a bad day? What? A bad day? It's nothing much to even talk about after that. I mean, when your favorite teams lose, it's, as a fan, it's a bummer. So imagine as a player how that feels, like, to just know in front of all those fans, especially if you lose at home, in front of all those fans, and you just know it was right there, and you just didn't get it done.
That's probably how the Spurs were feeling.
You know that's how they was feeling. I mean, how can you not feel like that? But, I mean, LeBron, and you know what? He put up a triple-double in Game 6, too. I don't know his exact stats. I know he definitely had a triple-double for Game 6. And, I mean, there's not many players that even get a chance to even get into the finals, let alone put up a triple-double and come through clutch. And this is the one thing about great players. They can have a great game, but it looks like they didn't do much. Like, LeBron James is the only player I know right now that will put up a triple-double, and it didn't even look like he had a typical LeBron James game. They're like, it didn't seem like he did that much. And he'll have, like, 20 points, 13 boards, 10 assists. I mean, that's incredible numbers, believe it or not. It ain't all about the points. It's about overall stats. And it takes a really, really great player to be able to put up great numbers. And it don't look like they had that great a game. But that's what separates the good from the great. So, I mean, that's where your Jordans and your LeBrons and your Kobes come into play. But I really enjoyed these finals, man, and I know it's getting late. So we about to wrap it up, but I mean, I really did enjoy it. It's bittersweet for me, but I enjoyed it. I got to see my two teams go at it. And I was like, when it first started,
I was wondering, like, I was like, who am I going to vote for? You remember that? I was saying that Nipsey name.
Well, who was you going to vote for?
Yeah, remember I was saying, like, it's my two favorite teams. I really didn't know. And, like,
yeah.
I was like, I couldn't really, you know. So, after, you know, watching seven games of it, is they still my two favorite teams. It's still hard to really call. It's really hard to call. I really kind of felt myself pulling for the Spurs in certain situations, but then when the Heat would come back and do something, I was pulling for them too. So it's really hard to call. All I can say is this. The Celtics is definitely my number one team. That's all I can say for sure, that the Celtics are my number one team. And I don't know how I'm going to feel if the Celtics lose Doc Rivers and Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, because I think Paul Pierce is supposed to be a part of that trade too. I don't know how I would feel, but I mean, right now it's all about that green. I guess I'll find out how much of a Celtics fan I really am, or was it just that I was a fan of the big three? But like, no Kevin Garnett, no Paul Pierce, no Doc Rivers. It's going to be interesting. Next year is going to be a very interesting season, so. It's going to be interesting to see. It's definitely going to be interesting. And now it's about to be football season. I'm trying to get Nizzy Nitty getting into football. Nizzy Nitty's not a football fan. Trying to get her into football. She don't know what she's missing, y'all. Like, football is where it's at. It's all football and basketball. And you know what's crazy about that? Most people I know like football better. Like, most people I know, it's like football is America's sport. Football is the like top sport in America right now. Like, it's not too many people I know that don't like football. So just like how you finally got into basketball later on in your life.
We ain't doing that show,
somebody,
no football.
I think I can get you to like football, man. Between me and our male friends that you know of, I think that we can get you into football. If you got into basketball, I think it's definitely possible to get you into football.
It's boring.
Yeah, that's why, because you don't understand it.
No,
see how much
just,
you know about football.
It takes too long for them to score. It's just boring.
It takes too long for them to score?
Yeah. You know what basketball is like, bam, 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 bam.
It's instant action.
Yeah. And football is just,
ugh. But football is really physical, and you know the what? See, did you know what makes football so exciting? One player can't totally just dominate. I mean, you can have dominating performances, but if you notice, you don't really see back-to-back Super Bowl winners like that, because football is really not a one-man team. Like, you can't have a LeBron James of football. Because it's too physical, it's too much competitive nature. I mean, like, the chances of you getting hurt are too high, you know. So you don't have, like, a great quarterback or a great receiver, but they're not going to always have great games. I mean, you got people coming for your head. Literally, they're trying to decapitate you. It's just different. I mean, basketball, you know, you hit somebody, it's a foul. Football, you're supposed to hit them to bring them down. So, I mean, the competition is just different. I love football and basketball equally. I love them equally, but they just different in different ways, and they both are unique, definitely. And you should definitely try to get into football. Like, I would just
no
say,
thanks.
I'm going to try to get you to watch one game.
No thanks.
One game. Just give me one game.
I tried watching it. It's not working. It's not working. And it's like, it's crazy because my mom, she loves football. She's a Steelers fan. And she loves it.
Oh, your
like,
mom's a Steelers fan? Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
Tell your mom I said go Ravens, all right? Like, my friend T. Real said, go Ravens, man. She was like, oh, well, I don't like your friend. Tell your friend I don't like him. That's a serious robbery. It don't get no big of a robbery.
Yes. I know. I know. Because he tried to get me to like the Steelers.
No, you can't like the Steelers. You can't. That's not allowed. You
and she's
like
all Steelers out. She got the mugs, and then she's got the pajamas, the socks, the hoodies, the jersey. She is Steeler out. Like, that is her team.
And you know one thing I wanted to touch on. You know that the Miami Heat fans, the chants, the yeah, I like how everybody's stealing the Ravens chants. Like that's the Ravens fans are doing that. Like to get the Super Bowl this year, like Ravens fans started that, and now I've seen Pacers fans doing it. I think even Spurs fans are doing like everybody, all the teams. Like it's crazy. Like how that's crazy. That's crazy.
You're offended by it.
I am. That was our thing. Like you know, through the whole Super Bowl run. I mean, even I don't know. It's like we can't have no type of glory. Every type of glory we get, they almost you know. Robbed us out of the Super Bowl. Lights just go out of nowhere. Can't explain why it happened. Man, they're stealing out chants, man. They traded out players. I mean, it's just, I don't know. They just don't want the Ravens to have no shine. You know, speaking of that, I'm doing a whole show about the Ravens. Off-season decisions. That's going to be coming up real soon. I'm not even going to get into it now. nah, because I will be all day talking about that. But definitely for all you football fans, you know, we're talking about the Ravens off-season decisions and also other things that's going on in the league. But, you know, the main thing will be addressing the Ravens off-season decisions. Gotta address that because, I'm just leave it at that. Gotta address that. That's a must. But, yeah, man. Shout out to all the fans and all the different stadiums that stole the Ravens chants, man. I see y'all must like our style. Y'all like our flavor. We appreciate it. It's like I don't know. It's like you gotta get trademarks or something for your chants, like. I don't know. That's crazy.
It's just a chant. Oh, my goodness.
No, man. Everybody can't take everybody. Like, you know, we was the ones doing that. Like, we set the city on fire with that. Like, that's what it was. And now you go and look at all these teams and all these different stadiums and the courts is doing the same thing. Like, we can't stand off for nothing. Like, let us get some type of shine, man. Come on, man. Think I'm being petty, Nizzy Nays?
Yeah.
Nah, man. I'm not the only one that feel that way, trust me. Like, I've seen other people talking about it. I've seen it all on Facebook, and I'm like, right, like, come on, man, be original, man. You come up with something. Yeah, y'all better do the YMCA or something, man. Let us, you know, let us have our shine. Find your own, you know, thing. I mean, hey, I'm a Heat fan, too, but, you know, let us, you know, have our own thing. Y'all have your own thing. I don't know. I just don't like people. I don't like people taking people's ideas and, you know, swaggerjacking. I don't like swaggerjacking, man. See, you don't know. See, you're not a fan. See, I can guarantee you, if you are really into football, and you seen another team steal your team's chant? Yeah, you wouldn't appreciate it either. Trust me. You gotta be a diehard fan. I know it probably sounds petty. You gotta be a diehard fan to care about something like that. When you're a diehard fan, everything matters. Everything. But at the end of the day, it's really about the Game 7 Finals, LeBron James doing it again, bringing it home. So. Definitely, man. Just can't say enough about the man. He's incredible, man. And he did it again. The Heat did it again. They're champions once again. And, you know, you just can't give the Spurs enough credit for doing what they did because they really gave the Heat a run for their money, and they came one rebound away from winning the finals. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but, I mean, just what a finals. One of the best finals I've ever seen. Definitely going down is, like, probably top five finals matchups of all time, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. It was a good game.
Yeah, so with that being said, we'll be back Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday next week with some brand new shows. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, back at our regular normal time. And, you know, just definitely shout out to all of the listeners that we've been getting, steadily rising. Every time I go and look, we're getting more and more views. So definitely shout out to all our listeners, man. I mean, they're the ones that keep us motivated to wanting to do it, just seeing the listens just raise and just seeing people interested in what we have to say. So it definitely doesn't go unnoticed. So definitely shout out to y'all. Shout out to the jackass from earlier tonight. Shout out to him. Shout out to the jackass from earlier tonight. I mean, just say, like, you know, that was like, you know, that's like some kid stuff. Like, you know, grown men handle themselves with dignity and respect, you know, and know how to talk to people. And, I mean, all of that stuff is uncalled for. It's like, it's just like some kid stuff. You know, you should be a man and behave like a man, conduct yourself like a man, and then you'll be respected as a man. But you are a little boy, you know, so shout out to you. Shout out to you, little boy. And that's pretty much it. So any closing words, Nitty Nay? Hey, you know I can't say what I really want to say. You know I can't say all you want to say, so I had to leave it at that. Hey, you know what though? I know now not to, cause I'm looking like Captain. Like what the Captain? Like I'm like, cause you usually see a number, you usually see a phone number. So then I realized something like, oh, so that's what it is. That's Skype. That's somebody from Skype. Like you know people that got Skype.
Oh, that was somebody from Skype.
So it is no number. It's just a name. You'll see their name. So that means they use their Skype account. You know? So instead of saying their number, they say their Skype name. So that's what that's all about. And some people just don't have nothing better else to do but to sit there and just spam. That's just like people that just want to just send people viruses for no reason. Just spam people and just stuff. That's just one of those type things. So some people just don't know about it. They just don't have no common sense, no morals. They're jackasses, you know. They don't have nothing else to do with their life. They don't have a life. That's probably one of those people that just sit
at home
and find
their computer. Why do you have to choose me, though? Why do you have to choose me? Why did he have to choose me, though?
I mean, you gotta think about it. That's just probably one of those people. Obviously, he probably doesn't have a girlfriend. Probably hasn't had a date in, like, goodness knows forever. Probably don't get no play. Probably don't got
here.
No friends. Probably just sitting on the computer all day.
Black.
Thinking of a way
and
to.
And you just had to point out, oh, you're one of them black people. I will never forget this one.
But you got to think about it. Some people's lives, some people aren't happy with themselves. They aren't happy with their lives. So some people, you know, they don't, you know, no friends.
Yeah, you should have known, though. Because the way he started, it was just like, why you got a female co-host? And I can feel it, yo. I can feel the tension. Like, I was about to snap. Like, I literally just had to
shut
my mouth.
I
was literally about to snap. You don't know how mad that made me. That just
ruined
the whole.
It's just pretty obvious.
It just ruined
pretty
the
obvious,
whole
pretty
experience.
That bitch, I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta look at it like, you know, his whole objective is to do that. You know, like, his whole objective is to get on and just really tick people off and bother and mess with people. You know,
he's just a hater. He's one of them people that don't like LeBron James. You know, there's a lot of people out there that just doesn't like him.
Think about it like this. I mean, somebody that's going to sign in, you just so happen to sign in with a Skype name and then is just doing all of this rude stuff. Like, you know, I mean, that was his goal from the jump. So, that, and, you know, I was told by the Blog Talk people, right, that, like, there's people on the site that do that. Like, you know, they, like, watch out for spammers and stuff. Like, I think they were saying, like, pretty much, you know, at the end of the day, it's just best not even to accept Skype accounts because it's just not even worth the risk of somebody coming, being a spammer and coming on and saying something crazy like how that guy just did. I mean, he can still get reported. I mean, a Skype account, he can still get reported. It's not like he can't or won't be reported. But it's just the principle, like, you know, somebody that's signing in, it's like, it makes you think, like, what are they up to? That's just like somebody calling your phone and blocking their number. It's like, just because the number of calls, I mean, just because the number is blocked doesn't mean it's a prank call, but it definitely increases the chances. So that's definitely a learning experience for me. I never had a Skype account pop up. And I was like, damn, why do it say? But, I'm stuck in the moment of the show, so I don't really, like, you know, I'm not really paying that much attention. I mean, I see a name. I don't have time to sit there and figure out why I see a name and not a number, you know. But it's definitely a learning experience, man. But, I mean, you just got to, I just pray for people like that because it's pathetic, you know. I mean, a person that really don't have nothing but else to do with their life and their time than to call a talk radio show and try to spam and just be rude and just say crazy stuff for no reason. It's pathetic. So, I mean, that's just, I've seen people like this. I know people like this. No life, no girlfriend, no nothing. They're the type of people that sit home in front of the computer all day and don't do nothing. They're miserable. So they want other people to be miserable too. Misery loves company, you know? So you just gotta pray for people like that, man. Just, you know, some people just need to get their lives together. You know what I'm saying, Nizzy Nay?
Yeah.
Nizzy Nay, like, I pray for them, all right? Pray you drive into a tree, you know?
Oh, my.
Oh, man. You know what's funny? We sitting here talking like a regular phone conversation, like, hey, man, I'm sad because, no, you know what it is, though? Because it's like, I see, you know, that you feel some type of way. That made me feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? So that got me all like, that's all that is, man. So, you know, you mess with Nizzy Nay, you messing with Tay Real, man. That's just how it go. So it's me, Tasha, Sue, Tasha. So you're not going to, you know what I'm saying, attack my co-host and think it's all good, like it's God power. I can say these crazy sexist stuff to your co-host. That's not happening. Oh, well, before we go, I just so happened to check the switchboard, and somebody wants to join our conversation, had something to say. So let's bring...
Goodness.
No, it's definitely not a prank call this time. Let's bring, it's actually one of our normal callers, Miss Lena, is now on. Miss Lena, you're live on the air.
Hello.
What's
all
going
I'm
on? How did you like
first
the game?
First of all, I love the Heat game. Nice, nice. I'm glad he won. And secondly, y'all just keep doing what you're doing. I love the show. keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you know we're going to keep bringing them. Don't one fool stop us from doing what we do. We're going to definitely keep doing what we do.
That's right.
But the game was interesting, though. Like, what was your feelings about the actual game? Like, no, let me ask you this. What are your feelings for Chris? Because I know you're a Heat fan. What is your feelings for Chris Bosh?
He was definitely lacking.
$20 million. That's how much he makes. $20 million a season. $20 million. I said, shoot, please put me out there for $20,000. I will do it. That's a lot of money to be missing a lot of shots. I tell you. I mean, you're one of the highest paid players in the league. Like, I know Chris Bosh fans are going to hate me after this. But I can't help it, man. It's not like I'm lying. Now, if I'm lying, then you got a right to be mad at me. But am I lying? Did you not miss five of the shots? I mean, how do you score 0 points in game 7 of the finals? Like, I don't understand.
I know.
Great players find a way. But he did play great defense, so that's why he can't. But I'm just like this. Defensive players, you can find a great defensive player for, like, probably $8 million a season. You get $20 million a season. You could probably get the because, you know, most of the time, great defensive players aren't great offensive players. It's usually you get one or the other. You could pay somebody, a quarter. Like, if he's getting 20, you could pay somebody, like, $5 million a year to just come in and be a great defensive player, play good defensive rebound. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they would have really won it without him, per se. It's hard to say. Because defense do win championships, but goodness freaking gracious, man. As hard as it is for a dollar nowadays, you see somebody make a $20 million, it's like you expect to see a $20 million performance, you know?
Right.
But Wade definitely stepped up, though. Like, how'd you feel about Wade, Ms. Lena? Like, how'd you feel about his performance tonight?
Oh, yeah, like you said, he really stepped up.
I mean, he set that tone early. It seemed like everybody fed off of him. And LeBron is no need to even really say that. I know I talked about him enough. And it's like, would you know when you got a great player on a team, they're going to do what they do. Like, numbers are going to come. So it's like you automatically expect nothing short of like 25 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. At minimum. So that just goes up. But Shane Battier, man, that was how'd you feel about Shane Battier? Those three.
Oh wow, yeah.
I don't think they would have won without him. Because him and Mike Miller was going back and forth.
Right.
Yeah, Mike Miller playing because Shane Battier wasn't playing well. And Shane Battier gave him a few chances. He finally started knocking down shots, but he's one of the best defenders on that team.
Yeah.
So once he started making shots and he's playing clutch defense anyway,
mm-hmm.
he became a significant part. And he really helped him get the helped him to get the glory.
Right. They definitely come through hitting those threes.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the main, you know what, the highlight of this whole finals, of this whole finals is going to be Ray Allen hitting that shot.
Oh, my goodness.
In game 6.
Yes.
That's the highlight of the NBA Finals for 2013, like that. The game was over.
I thought the game was over.
I did, too. I was sitting there like, oh, man, I'm happy and just disappointed at the same time because my two favorite teams. And next thing I know, Ray Allen
he hit it, he hit it. I'm like, oh, man, wow. Like, that was crazy. Hand in his face. And it's just one of those epic performances, man. So this was an exciting, this was an exciting finish, an exciting finals. And now we got to go how many months without basketball? This is June, July, August, September, October. We got to go about four to five months. I know basketball usually starts somewhere between October and November.
Yeah, but we have football season.
Yeah, I was trying to get Nizzy Nay. You know, Nizzy Nay isn't a football fan. I'm trying to. She just recently got converted into a basketball fan.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, if you were able to get converted to a basketball fan, you'll be able to get converted to a football fan. Because football is America's sport, and the average American, if you put 100 people in a room, it's more than likely that more people are like football, probably 60 to 40. If you choose between basketball, football, it'll probably be 60 to 40 in favor of football. So, I mean, it's definitely exciting. You just got to understand what's going on. It's probably not that fun when you don't understand the rules and what's happening. And you got to find the team that you want to root for, too. So those are the key things. Once you find a team that you like and you understand the rules and everything, you'll be able to get into it. So I'm going to definitely, I'm gonna get you into a watch. I'm going to get you into it.
We'll see.
Yeah, we sure will, won't we? So I think I've been sitting here, I feel like I've been really sitting here just talking like a freaking chicken with his head cut off. I think I've said enough and repeated myself enough times. I think I've had dreams talking about LeBron James had 37 points and 12 boards. I think I'm going to be like a sports announcer in my sleep or something. Oh, man, what a long day, I tell you. But it was all worth it. Got to see a great game. And that's what sports is all about. So, Miss Lena, I want to thank you for joining the show. And
okay, all right.
Miss Lena, I know you're a woman of faith, so, you know, pray for the jerk that called earlier. And, you know, you got to pray for people like that because people are sad and miserable. So you just got to pray for people like that because some people just are pathetic and they just unhappy. And, you know, some people need prayer, so.
Right.
Make sure you say a prayer for that guy from earlier, the jackass. Yeah.
Okay.
And definitely want to thank you for joining though. And as usual, we'll be back next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at our regular time, 9 o'clock, not 1:30 in the morning, in complete zombie mode.
Right.
With that being said, it's time to close out, Nizzy Nay. So, Well, I'm T. Real, and that's my co-host, Nizzy Nay. And, we out of here, you know. NBA Finals 2013. Game 7, LeBron James MVP once again. That's what it's all about. So, I mean, congratulations to the Heat. Congratulations to the Spurs for putting up a good game. And, you know, for those of you who are sports fans, just continue to stay tuned because, you know, I'm going to get Nizzy Nay into football and then, you know, we'll be able to do some reviews on some football. And I'm definitely going to have that review on the Ravens off-season decisions for this year, for 2013. So, that being said, we'll catch all of you next week at our normal time at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're out of here.